This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 3120. Who's editing your life story? By Dr. Kelly Flanagan of drkellyflanagan.com. And I'm your narrator, Justin Mollick. Welcome back, or welcome for the first time if you're new here. This is where I read to you every day of the year from some amazing articles with the author's permission, all in an effort to make your and my day even just a tiny bit better. So with that, let's get right to our next article as we optimize your life. Who's editing your life story? By Dr. Kelly Flanagan of drkellyflanagan.com. Every writer needs an editor. Rough drafts are rough, and writers need another set of eyes to create something beautiful and meaningful. We need this in life as well. Each of us needs an editor, someone we trust enough to tell us what needs to be revised about the story we're living. Last March, around the time the river and beer in Chicago were turning green and the leprechauns had replaced Cupid in the seasonal section at Target, I was stealing a quiet hour on a Saturday afternoon. I lay on the couch reading Father Fiction by Don Miller when the idea for a blog post hit me. I sat upright, I grabbed my phone to record the idea, and I told my wife I was going to write a post about how important it is for people to be assured they are strong. She looked at me and told me it was a horrible idea. She does that, a lot. She told me some people do need to hear they are strong, but other people know they're strong, they've spent most of their lives being strong and courageous, and what they need to hear is, it's okay to be weak sometimes and to not have it all together. And deep down, a part of me knew she was right. But I'll be honest, there was a little kid in me who wanted to talk back. I can't remember how exactly I responded, but I'm pretty sure there was pouting and grumbling involved because I love ideas. I love forming them on the page, and I like to get them right the first time. But I don't like to revise. In the same way, writing our life stories with passion and abandon can feel electric. Telling a good story with our lives, one written in flesh and blood on the paper of time, is giddiness and joy. But revising the story of our lives is especially difficult work, because we have to admit we may have been wrong the first time around, and we're not used to doing so. So often we're raised in homes in which authority was maintained with a heavy emphasis on right and wrong, and the big people always seemed to end up on the right side of the divide. So life became like an education in courtroom procedure. The terrible twos were like an opening argument, adolescence the tedious process of cross-examination and defense, and we live the rest of our lives like one long closing argument. So we populate every corner of the world with people unwilling to revise the stories we are living. Daddies overreact, and it feels like pulling teeth to get them to reverse the knee-jerk punishment. Waiters rarely fess up to an error. They get the manager instead, and the patron gets a free appetizer. If a doctor confesses to a mistake, she exposes herself to lawsuits that may crush her career and steal her livelihood. If a politician admits to an error, he risks plummeting poll numbers. And people of faith take centuries to admit they acted out of hatred born of certitude rather than grace born of love. Why is it so painful to embrace our errors? I think facing our mistakes can feel like a condemnation of all the good things and best intentions in us. It can shake our confidence in ourselves. It can crack the lens through which we view the world. It can mess with our heads and make us wonder what is real. But most of all, it equalizes us. Whatever pedestals we sit on in the trophy room of our minds get kicked out from underneath us when we embrace our mistakes and start to make revisions. Suffice it to say, most of us will not claim our errors happily and willingly. We will tend to go on writing our lives, stubbornly confident in our authority and authorship. That's why every single one of us needs a trustworthy editor. In the spring of 1998, I just wrapped up my junior year at the University of Illinois. The day after finals, found me and two of my closest friends sprawled out on the quad, soaking up the soothing rays of a spring sun and dodging wayward frisbees. And we were debating. At that time in the university's history, it was in vogue for students in Urbana-Champaign to exercise their budding liberal arts analytical skills by debating whether or not Chief Illiniwek was a racist mascot. And I loved to debate. As I pounded away at the argument, I sensed I was wearing my friends down. I knew I was going to win. And then my good friend looked at me in the eye. I saw sadness in hers. And she said, "You know, Kelly, it's not fun to talk about this stuff with you." Outwardly, I think I smirked, pretending she was talking about losing an argument. But inwardly, I felt like I'd been punched in the gut. Because I knew I could be brutal. I knew I usually put being right before treating people right. Yet her edit was so powerful, not just because it was true, but because I trusted her. We had met 3 years before on the very same quad during freshman orientation. When my freshman homesickness had been bad, she was the one who showed up and invited me to parties. She was the one I ate dinner with in the cafeteria, and the one who gave me dating advice, and the one I set up with my best buddy. She was the one I could trust really, truly cared for me. And she was telling me I needed to change. Stephen King says, "Write the first draft with the door closed and the second draft with the door open," end quote. As we write our life stories, everything is a first draft, and we need to open the doors of our hearts to people we trust enough to tell us where we've gone wrong and how we need to be changed. We need people who will say the hard things, people who will serve up the hard medicine, people for whom we will swallow it because we know they are serving it out of love and caring and respect. And there is healing in the medicine. Because when we open ourselves up to our errors, when we invite someone into our mistakes and release the need to be right the first time, we're no longer alone. We discover it is better to embrace our faults and to be embraced by a caring other than to sit steadfastly on our certitude and to sit alone. As we become open books, open to revision, we open ourselves to editors who are loyal and true. We walk through the world a bunch of rough drafts, making mistakes as we go, and we desperately need to surround ourselves with people who love us enough to live with our mistakes, who value us enough to tell us the truth, and who believe in us enough to know we have a revision living somewhere in our hearts. You have a beautiful story to tell with your life. It has purpose and meaning, and it needs to be told to a world confused by noisy, numbing narratives. But the beauty of your story will only be complete, and its purpose will only be fully realized when you have submitted it for editing. So, go find your editor, a spouse, a friend, a pastor, a therapist. Find a safe and trustworthy space where you are not alone, and find a place where beauty and meaning can erupt out of your errors. You just listened to the post titled, "Who's Editing Your Life Story?" by Dr. Kelly Flanagan of drkellyflanagan.com. And I'll be right back with my commentary. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body, from food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorn. With Thorn, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorn. Go to thorn.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorn.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Thank you to Dr. Flanagan. An interesting metaphor that I don't recall hearing on this show before, and it reminds me of the work I do every day, actually, editing this podcast, and our other ones too. I edit a bunch of the shows in the Optimal Living Daily Network. When I'm recording, I'm not really nitpicking certain things that I know can be edited, like I might leave a very large space for some reason or another, and then it can be edited down. It's more about how I'm saying the words, but then when it's done and it's time for editing, the other things like pacing come more into play. And something I do realize after years of doing this is that having an outside opinion is really helpful because editing ourselves is not easy. We have our own perspective and biases, but having a trusted person serve as editor, well, now bigger, more meaningful, and more impactful changes can be made. And it doesn't have to be a significant other or friend, like you said. It could be a professional, a mentor, whatever works for you. But if you're struggling to find a person, keep looking. It can be a powerful agent of positive change. So thank you to Dr. Kelly for this one. Thank you for being here and listening every day. Have a great weekend, and I'll see you tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.